And I was flipping and flopping around in the call center world for a while. I ended up losing that job. They did some reorganization and restructuring. I found myself in a position where I couldn't really afford my mortgage anymore. Rather than take a roommate, which I had already done and hated, I decided to rent out my primary residence as an Airbnb. The beautiful thing about living in Arizona is it's a destination spot in the wintertime. And so then my next quandary was, where am I going to stay?
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Brian Wright. He's a writing coach, ghostwriter, radio show host, and magazine publisher who helps people share their message with the world and monetize their expertise. With extensive experience as a college instructor, Brian has created and implemented strategies to help people craft their stories well. But he also lived in his car through the winter. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support. Whether it's sharing the show with a friend or family member who you think will get something out of it, leaving us a review, or supporting me directly on Patreon. Now, when you support me directly on Patreon, you can do so for as little as $3 a month. You'll receive a postcard from me and a bunch of bonus content, not just for Broken Bulbs, but for the other podcasts I work on as well. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams, or just click the first link in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Brian Wright, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Sure.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about you losing your job and then ending up renting your home as an Airbnb. I mean, this sounds desperate. Why don't you get into the story and tell us what was going on?
Sure. I didn't really have much of a business yet. I was doing my radio show, but I didn't really have a business organized around it yet. I was just doing something that I really wanted to do that I knew could turn into something eventually. And I was flipping and flopping around in the call center world for a while. And it was the lowest hanging fruit. I found that other jobs took a lot longer to get. And when you need money, you just have to take whatever comes to you early on. So that's why I was in the call center world. Well, I ended up losing that job. They did some reorganization and restructuring. So they had a big layoff. So I found myself in a position where I couldn't really afford my mortgage anymore. And rather than take a roommate, which I had already done and hated with every fiber of my being because he wasn't a good roommate, I decided to rent out my primary residence as an Airbnb. The beautiful thing about living in Arizona is it's a destination spot in the wintertime. So I found that I could rent it out as an Airbnb for higher than you would pay if you were staying here all year long. And the snowbirds were willing to pay it. A lot of them were. Because it's cheaper than living in a hotel or motel, and it's a lot nicer, and I had a pretty nice place. So I rented it out. And so then my next quandary was, where am I going to stay? Do I pay to stay somewhere else, which defeats the purpose of collecting money to have rent my place out, or do I stay in my car or sleep on a friend's couch? I did all of that for an entire winter. Now you might think, oh, winter in Arizona is not that bad. Well, in the daytime, it can go as low as low 50s to maybe in the 70s, but at nighttime it's in the 40s and it can get cold. So I did that for an entire winter. And so the ramification of that choice was I wasn't spending money to be someone's roommate. Instead, I was using that money to keep my business dream alive. And that was really important because I'm reaping the benefit of that right now. And so I was able to get through the entire winter. It paid my mortgage, it paid utilities, and I had $200 or $300 a month after that, while I was trying to find new work, which I did eventually do. So you have to be really resourceful when something like that happens. And I did find that being resourceful is something that I've gotten pretty good at. And so that's how that went. And things have eventually gotten a lot better. I actually have a business around my radio show now. I publish a magazine called Success Profiles Magazine, which is a monthly digital publication. I also help people write their books, and I continue to do my radio show every week, and it's 9.5 years strong, over 430 episodes at this point. So I have a real business around this, and I'm happy.
But you really had to work for that, and you really had to sacrifice for that. What did What did that whole experience teach you about who you are, where your priorities lie, and what you really care about?
It taught me that I'm stronger and more powerful than I thought I would be. It taught me that I am resilient. Business owners have to be resilient. In fact, I didn't have a laptop at the time. I had a desktop that I was keeping in storage because it's hard to cart that around. So I found myself at the mercy of when the public library was open so that I could check my messages and send messages and check my emails and look for other work or figure out what collaborations I could put together. So I was completely at the mercy of that. And in fact, one of the branches of the Chandler Public Library was tied to a high school. And the interesting thing about that is there was a public entrance at the front and then an entrance from the high school in the back. And wouldn't you know, there were a couple of occasions where they actually had a fire drill. And so the librarian was walking around telling people to leave. I said, "Are we having a fire drill?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Do I have to go outside?" "Yeah, we're all going outside." "Okay." So that was an interesting interruption to my day. And if I had to take a phone call, obviously you can't take a phone call inside the library, so I had to go outside. So my day got interrupted a lot. There was really no privacy. In fact, there were some times where I did episodes of my radio show on my phone inside a free conference room that I had to reserve in advance. So that was fun. That was interesting. I printed out my notes and had them in front of me. And I sat in a free conference room at the public library on my cell phone talking to my guest. And it was being recorded by my producer who was in another location.
Wow.
And that was my radio show. Yeah. I kept my show going.
I mean,
you find it
so resourceful. And I guess that shows that the things that you care about, the things that matter to you, you're going to find a way to keep them going and to keep those dreams and those efforts and those ideas alive. Was there any point in there where you thought, I should just give up, I should just quit?
The solution to that was looking on Craigslist and looking at the job listings and realize I don't want to do any of this. Mm-hmm. So that died pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. That is really interesting. Now, looking now for some actionable advice for the listener and for myself, of course, what would you recommend to us when we're faced with these challenging situations, when we need to be resourceful? What kind of, I don't know if there's like a pointer you have or an idea you have, an encouragement you have for us when we are faced with those situations ourselves.
One thing Tony Robbins likes to say when he faces adversity is he asks himself, what's good about this? Well, the knee-jerk response is, nothing's good about this. This is horrible. This is terrible. But no, what's good about this? What's the opportunity here? Because with every piece of adversity, there's a seed of greater opportunity within it. And so you have to find that. You have to have a mindset that's willing to entertain the possibility that there's something greater right around the corner. You just have to figure out how to get above, around, under, or through your obstacle. The worst thing you can do is just turn around and walk away from it, because life will continue to test you until you pass the test. In school, we are learned to study for the test, and then the test comes. In life, the test comes to you before you have a chance to learn. And that test will keep reoccurring in your life until you learn the lesson. So if you're ever stuck in a rut, like, why does this always keep happening to me? Well, it's because you haven't learned the lesson yet that you're supposed to learn. Once you learn the lesson, you will be given a different set of tests. It's a lot like playing a video game. If you've ever played Tetris or Pac-Man, you get through level one, and then the next level is a little harder. And if you fail, you keep having to play that level until you succeed, and then you go to the next one. And if you keep failing at level three, you keep playing level three until you succeed and move on. Life is a lot like that. So life will continue to feed you the same test over and over again until you learn the lesson.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. What is it that you're doing now? Because you are no longer living out of your car. At least I'm assuming you're not.
No.
No. And so what are you up to now, and where can we go to find you and follow you?
So like I mentioned, I host my radio show, Success Profiles Radio. It's on every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. I interview world-class achievers and talk to them about their journey, what they overcame, the lessons that they learned that we can learn from. An offshoot of that is Success Profiles Magazine, which is a monthly digital publication that I started in December 2017. People can go to successprofilesmagazine.com if they want to subscribe. There's a $1 trial for 7 days, and they can pick which option they want to subscribe. It's really awesome. And then I also help people write their books. So my overarching mission is to help people get their message out to the world in a greater way. And if anyone is interested in exploring the idea of writing, I have a free Facebook group. It's called Authorpreneur Live. So you can join that for free. And if anyone wants to book a call with me to talk to me about whatever their project is, callwithbrian.com. That's B-R-I-A-N. Callwithbrian.com. Calling me and talking to me is free too.
Oh, fantastic. I love how many free resources you're making available to people. I mean, just like the library, I'm assuming it's free in the area you live in, and being able to take advantage of those resources. Highly encourage anybody to do that. I've got links for all of that down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you, Brian, very much for joining me.
Hey, you're so welcome. It was really fun, Alex. This was a great show.
And thank you for listening. You are far more resilient than you think you are. Special thank you to Brian Wright for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which, of course, I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.